We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, currently partly cloudy and 74 degrees. A building fire this morning in South Wichita in the 1300 block of South Mosley. A passing police officer spotted flames around 1230. Fire Chief Tammy Snow.
We fought the fire actually from the exterior just due to excessive storage and then trying to gain access. Once we actually found a vantage point into the building, we were able to pull our hose lines inside and actually put the fire out.
No injuries, no word on cause or damage estimate. Wichita police are asking for the community's help in solving a robbery of a woman by two suspects in northeast Wichita.
Officer Charlie Davidson says the incident started around 4:15 Tuesday afternoon in the parking lot of the Walmart in the 3000 block of North Rock Road. A 66-year-old woman told police she was approached by an unknown female who asked her for a ride to the Walgreens in the 3700 block of North Woodlawn. Davidson says video footage from Walmart showed the woman and the suspect being followed out of the parking lot by a man in a silver Cadillac STS. Upon arriving at Walgreens, the male suspect got out of the Cadillac and into the victim's car. Investigators say the couple robbed the victim at gunpoint, taking her wedding ring and cash from her purse. The suspects then forced the woman to drive to a nearby bank and withdraw $8,000 from her bank account. They then got away in the silver Cadillac. Anyone with any information is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 267-2111 or the WPD Robbery Division at 268-4518. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
There was a considerable debate at Tuesday's Wichita City Council meeting.
The question was, which pool would be renovated, Edgemore or McAdams Park? There was an outpouring of support for McAdams from adults and children alike.
We want this pool. We're begging you for this pool. Please, let us have our pool.
Councilman Johnson from District 1 and Clendenin from District 3 were in favor of a McAdams pool, but Mayor Jeff Longwell and others wanted more information.
So I'm not ready to support until I get a better analysis and I have staff that is saying this is the perfect place to put it, because I'm not willing to take a $4 million gamble.
Councilman Blueball then proposed a substitute motion to return the $4 million to the city. The mayor countered with another substitute motion to defer the vote, which failed 3-4. The council then voted to place the pool at McAdams, which also failed. Finally, the mayor put forth a motion to postpone a vote indefinitely until the council and Parks Department could gather more information. That vote passed unanimously. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Firefighters continue to battle a wildfire known as the 416 fire near the San Juan National Forest in Durango, Colorado. It started the 1st of June, spans over 23,000 acres. The fire is only 15% contained. Jamie Knight, a public information officer, shares some of the logistics for containing the flames.
I can tell you there are 917 personnel on the fire, but that does include all the support staff. So I don't have a number right here in front of me of exactly how many firefighters there are, but, you know, pushing the limits of 1,000 folks working on the fire in some capacity.
So far, no structures have been destroyed, but the fire has forced more than 2,000 people from their homes. Fired FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe is suing the Justice Department.
Lawyers for former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe announcing late Tuesday they are suing the Justice Department and the FBI, claiming the agencies won't give up files relating to McCabe's firing, alleging in the lawsuit that the DOJ is denying access because they are concerned the documents could later be used against them. McCabe was fired in March, just shy of his retirement, after an internal report found he leaked a self-serving story to the press and later lied about it. While President Trump called McCabe's firing a great day for democracy, McCabe's lawyers argue it violated federal law. In Washington, Sean Langell, Fox News.
Good weather helped boost attendance at last week's Wichita River Festival. Wichita Festivals, Inc. President Mary Beth Jarvis tells KNSS News, another big help is nearly 9,000 volunteers.
They sold tickets. They cleaned up the food court. They, you know, were button sellers, whatever it is that needed to be done at Riverfest, did it and helped make it an amazing party.
Riverfest attendance estimated at 460,000 this year, compared to about 410,000 last year. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning now on a Wednesday, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
The gasoline prices in Wichita this morning, still a little unsettled, averaging around 270, but I haven't seen many prices exactly at 270. I did see the best price I saw out there, 269, Maple and West. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Chad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We're keeping an eye on a weak frontal boundary that stretched into central Kansas. Some cloud cover across much of the state, and near that boundary, we could see a shower or thunderstorm through late morning. Otherwise, our high warms to 89. Partly cloudy tonight, down to 72. Heating up tomorrow, windy Thursday and 96. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, partly cloudy, 73 degrees, and we've got a southeast wind at 5 miles per hour. Taking a look at the KNSS Weather Center radar. A little bit of cloud cover around Sedgwick County, but other than that, I'm not seeing any rain at all. There is some a little bit up east of Emporia on 35 going into Olathe, that area. And there's a little shower over between Eureka and, what is that city right there? Oh, Chanute. Little shower over there. And then if you go down south to east of Woodward, Oklahoma, you see some showers. But here in the central part of Kansas, not much going on at this time as far as the possibility of rain. Another hot day for Wichita and central Kansas Tuesday. Wichita's high temperature was 93 degrees. Normal high for the date is 86. So that was the high yesterday. The day is Wednesday, June 13th, 2018. On this date, in 1966, the Supreme Court ruled in Miranda versus Arizona that criminal suspects had to be informed of their constitutional right to consult with an attorney and to remain silent. 1966, the Miranda Clause went into effect, which means that from that point on, police officers and law enforcement officers who make arrests were armed with a small card that they kept in their breast pocket, most of them, that said that you have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. And I don't think it slowed things down for law enforcement very much. I know that having covered court cases, that when the officer testifies about what the accused said, they'll pull out a waiver form that shows that they initialed their Miranda rights before they were even interviewed and said, oh, I understand. Okay, I can be quiet. And then they would start talking. My favorite line is the officer who says to them, you have the right to remain silent, and I suggest you do so. The Miranda Clause, 1966, that was a big controversy because all of a sudden, yeah, I didn't know I had that right. I was a young kid. I didn't know I had that right to remain silent and all that.
And that reminds me of when cops came to town?
Yes. Yeah.
And they did that. They filmed all those segments.
The TV show Cops. Yeah.
And apparently all those people and suspects and people that appear on Cops have to sign a waiver. And I was told that every one of them signs that waiver without hesitation.
Yeah, they want to be on TV.
They want to be on TV.
Yeah, no matter how bad they look.
If they're looking like the worst person in the world. You got to sign this waiver. Sign it. They all sign it.
Obviously,
they all want to be on TV.
Never in the history of that show did they ever really catch anybody who was like a Dillinger or something. These are always small-time drunks and idiots.
You think you might be embarrassed, or I don't want the whole nation to see me tackled trying to flee from police. Nope, they all sign away.
There's no embarrassment on Cops.
Apparently not.
An Uber driver who booted two kissing women out of his car has had his livery license suspended. The New York City Taxi and Limousine Commission called his behavior ridiculous. The women were on their way from Brooklyn to Manhattan Saturday when they exchanged what they called a peck on the lips. Said the driver forced them out and a confrontation ensued. A cell phone video taken by one of the women shows the driver saying kissing is in an Uber
is illegal. You can't do this in the car, driver says. Kissing is not illegal, one of the women responds. Why are we not allowed to kiss in an Uber? Driver responded, it's disrespectful. Uber has behavior rules amounting to no sex in cars, but nothing to do with kissing.
Okay.
Uber says it does not tolerate discrimination. So that's from, you know, who knows? It sounds like, from the women's version, a little peck on the lips, you know, innocent, nothing to it. Maybe this guy thought they were back there, you know, engaging in some sort of an hour and a half lip lock or something. Or maybe he just, anyway, he was offended, and now he's in trouble for being offended by the women. It's 6:15 now, Steve and Ted, and looking over my notes.
What did I see about Uber yesterday? They're trying to work out something in New York City because they're driving the cabbies out of business.
Yike.
I guess there are a lot of cabbies and cab companies that are just, their money is just going down the drain. They're trying to work out a thing with Uber to somehow have cabbies exist and be able to earn their living.
All right.
Apparently that's a big problem.
Oh, yeah, it would be, I guess. 6:16 now, Steve and Ted. Hey, pick up your copy of VIP Wichita at the Dillon stores around town, free of charge. See a lot of pictures of people you may know in there.
Yeah, you might.
Including Steve and Ted. We have a big ad in the June edition. Got a picture of, got a photo of Rush in there, and Sean Hannity, and you and I are in there as well, Ted.
Hey.
And if you want to see that, you want to collect that, maybe you just want to see what we look like. That's
it's
the
a
way
picture of us on the night we won our Marconi Award
last
year.
Yeah, and we have a nice, you know, we're dressed nicely. Our hair is combed. We look great. I think, anyway. So pick up a copy, VIP Wichita. And again, that, it's a good magazine, free of charge. And I think there is an article about Hat Man Jack.
Yeah, our friend Jack Kellogg. Jack Kellogg, got a little feature in there on him.
It's an interesting fella. All right, coming up on 6:18 now, Steve and Ted. On KNSS, it is leadoff sports time with Ted Woodward. And I'm trying to say, the Wingnuts and the Royals played last night, right, Ted?
Action last night. Kansas City Royals beginning a long homestand, hosting the bottom team in the National League, the Cincinnati Reds, coming to Kansas City for only the fourth time ever. And there wasn't much scoring in this one to begin with. Ian Kennedy threw a fantastic start for the Royals. He goes 8 scoreless innings, keep the Reds in check. His offense didn't help him out very much. The Royals only got 1 run. That's where we stood in the 9th inning. A 1-0 lead for the Royals. Kansas City bringing in the normally reliable Kelvin Herrera out of the bullpen to finish it up. Here's what happened in the top of the 9th. You heard the game on KFH.
And the 2-2 pitch. Belted to right field and deep. And back goes Merrifield at the warning track, at the wall, and gone. Tucker Barnhart. So Barnhart, who had their last hit way back in the 6th, that single, homers into the bullpen and right to tie the game. And what a shame. All of Ian Kennedy's good work now goes down the drain.
Herrera's second blown save of the season. And, of course, the Reds go on to head of a 4-run 10th inning.
Big inning.
And beat the Royals 5-1 by the final score as the Royals have now dropped 8 of their last 9. They are 10-22 at home this season. They are one of the worst home teams in Major League Baseball. And the word Cincinnati was misspelled on the Kauffman Stadium scoreboard.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So
with an S?
Well, maybe not that
not
bad.
Not that bad.
They got the
not
N's and the T's all messed up.
Oh, yeah. I always do, too. You know.
So the Royals and the Reds will finish up this very brief 2-game series tonight up at Kauffman Stadium. Live pregame coverage begins at 6:30. Game will start about 7:15, and that's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Things started out poorly for the Wingnuts last night on the road in baseball action, giving up 4 runs right away in the bottom of the first inning. But after that, Wichita got right at the ship. 7 and a third innings out of the bullpen for the Wingnuts. They only gave up 1 run, so they overcame that first inning deficit, and the Wingnuts came all the way back to win that game. 8-6 was the final score. So nice job by the Wingnuts bullpen. John Nestor led the Wingnuts offense, going 4-for-5 on the night, and Wichita wins its 3rd in a row. Wingnuts go for their 4th win in a row tonight, once again visiting the Cleburne Railroaders just south of Fort Worth, 7:05 tonight in Texas. At sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Let me put something in here real quick. Cincinnati and the Royals, okay? Seems to me like back in the early 70s, Royals just getting cranked up and started. Seems to me like they traded for and got a young player from Cincinnati by the name of Hal McCray. Is that, if I'm remembering that right?
I think so.
They also got a Geronimo. What was his first name?
Cesar Geronimo.
I think they got two of them in the 70s, but... And McCray, of course, was instrumental in.
Well, yeah, he became a stalwart for the Royals.
Sorry to interrupt
you,
Ted.
During the 1970s.
Yeah, 1970s, yeah. 80s.
That's sports with Steve and Ted. Hey, next week we've got the big Wichita Open Golf Tournament at Crestview Country Club. That big, in fact, first round is a week from tomorrow, so we're only 8 days away.
Wow. Yeah.
And we've got some passes to give away to go to the Wichita Open Golf Tournament. In fact, I've got a couple of pairs of passes to give away right now. So why don't you give me a call at 869-1330 right now. I'll take callers number 4 and 5 to go to the Wichita Open Golf Tournament
next
week.
All right, Ted, 621. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. He's going to tell us about a commencement speech censored. Steve, it's 10 in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.